We're starting a new series called Single Focus, where we encourage you to focus on just one thing this week to move your digital forward. If you've ever sat in a sales meeting and watched eyes glaze over the moment someone mentions the word digital, well, you're not alone. And of course, in my line of work, I've seen it happen 1,000 times, more than I can count. And it's not because the salespeople don't care, because, and it's not because they don't want to sell digital. It's really because digital feels complicated, disconnected, and honestly, a little abstract compared to what they know about what works on air. And I totally get it. So instead of trying to overhaul everything, let's simplify it. And as I mentioned, we're kicking off this new series called Single Focus. And we're encouraging you this week to just take one existing client and turn them into a simple digital package. Now, let's start with a mindset shift. You got to get this out of the way before you do anything. One of the most helpful ways that I have found to explain digital, especially to salespeople, is this. Treat your website as another radio station in your cluster. Your homepage is your morning show. The other pages on the website are your other shows. There's ad placements around all of these pages. Those are your stop sets because you can rotate multiple ads in those ad block positions. And the banner ads, where those are your commercials. All right. So really, a website is no different than a radio station, because all of the same blocks are right there. The radio station is a content machine. We put content out there, whether it's news or commercials or music, anything like that. And the website is a content machine as well. And the goal is to keep people on your property as long as you can. They're really no different. And when you start to look at it that way, everything becomes a little bit more familiar. And I've seen dozens of those glassed eyes come into clear view once I've explained it that way, because there's really no difference. And here's where it really clicks. Just like a 30-second spot has a limited amount of time to make impact, a banner ad has the same limited amount of space to do the exact same thing. You have to get that message out there in order to get that click. There's no room for confusion, no time to figure it out. The message has to be clear with an immediate call to action. Now, this is not something new to radio. It's something that we've always done. Now, the problem most stations run into is that they're still trying to sell digital like it's an add-on. It's something outside of what we do normally in the radio business. I get that, but we can just, you know, and the mindset is just, you know, just throw it into a banner. We'll include it into a blog post or, you know, a social media post or something like that. You know, we'll just put something on the website. There's really no strategy behind it. That's the main thing. No connection to what's happening on air. Meanwhile, your website has real value. It gets traffic. It has local content. It has built-in opportunities for visibility and engagement, just like your radio station. But none of that matters if it's not packaged in the way that makes sense to your client and, most importantly, your sales team. All right. So this week's action plan is that we're not fixing the entire digital strategy and, you know, converting everybody over to, you know, being a digital client. We're just focusing on just one client, just one. So step one is to pick the right client. Start with someone who already advertises with you, someone who trusts your radio station, someone who has something timely to promote. All right, think about that car dealership with a huge sales event coming up. Not just a weekend sales event, a huge sales event. A restaurant with weekly specials. Local business tied to a community event. Some big concert coming to town, something like that. You're not looking for a hard sell here. You're looking for really a quick win. And step two is to just build a simple, familiar digital package. Don't overcomplicate this. If your sales team understands a stop set, then they can really get on board with this. A banner ad is your commercial. A piece of content is your feature or your promotion. We're talking about maybe a sponsored post or something like that. And then on-air mentions drive people to it. That's really it. You're not creating something new. You're just extending what already works on air. And just like on-air inventory, your space on your website is limited. And the space within the digital ad is also limited as well. So all of that gives banner ads value. And step number three is to tie it into something real. And this is where digital either really works or it falls flat. Don't sell a banner ad. I've seen countless banner ads with nothing more than just a client logo, maybe a phone number, and that's it. Nothing really there to click on, and there's no reason to click on it nobody clicks on a banner ad with just a logo on it or just a logo and a phone number, all right? Sell a promotion, a weekend sale, a limited time offer, an event, a seasonal push, something that's on this banner ad that makes them want to click. When there's a reason behind the campaign, everything performs better. Think of each click as the equivalent of somebody walking into that business and saying that they heard it on your radio station. That's what a click is, because that click can be viewed in their analytics and you can show them how many people clicked on that banner ad. That means that the message within that banner ad actually worked. So if you're not showing any clicks on your banner ads, the message needs to be tweaked within that banner ad. That's like a commercial that just says their name over and over again and their phone number, name, phone number, name, phone number, name, phone number. That's not going to get anybody into their business, but you have a good call to action, good message within that banner ad, that is going to make a difference. And then step number four, use your radio station. Use your signal to get that word out about whatever that they're promoting. This is the advantage that we have, so we need to use it. Drive listeners to your website. Mention the promotion that you have going on around this banner ad. Tell them where to go in order to click on that banner ad and why they should. Give them a reason to click on it. You know, say something about this promotion on air, and in order to get involved with it, go to our website, click on their banner ad, and that's going to take you directly where you need to go. No searching, no anything like that. Just single click gets you there. That's a reason to go click on a banner ad. So radio creates the traffic. The website captures the engagement because those clicks are just like somebody walks into their business and tells them that they heard it on the radio. And then so when all of those things work together, that's when the client starts to see real value. And then you'll start getting calls, hey, I'm ready to advertise on the website. Not you have to go call them, hey, do you want to advertise this month on the website? All right, so that's what keeps the customers coming back whenever they can see that value happening with their banner ads. And then step number five, keep the message simple. You know, a great 30-second spot doesn't try to say everything. We just absolutely can't within 30 seconds. A lot of clients want to do that, and they keep wanting to push it to 33 seconds and 34 and everything like that. But really, your banner ads need to focus on just one message and to deliver it clearly. Your banner ad should do the exact same thing that 30-second spot does. Just that one thing, say it quickly, clearly, get the message out there. All right, so your banner ad has to have one offer, one idea, and one call to action. That means something. Click here to save 30% on your next car or whatever. All right, if someone has to think about it or they have to read the small print in order to get every little detail, you've already lost them. Nobody's going to read that banner ad. Nobody's going to click on that banner ad. All right, so step number six, measure one result. Don't try to overwhelm this process. This, again, this series is called just a single focus. And yeah, we're talking about a single banner ad and a single client, but don't overwhelm trying to get the measurement of every little thing. Just pick one. Page views, clicks, engagement, all right? Then go back to the client and then show them what happened. And this is how confidence is built on both sides. You and your sales team get to see how digital actually works for your clients, and that's going to make it a whole lot easier for you to move up and start sponsoring pages and do more of these types of things. And then your client's going to start seeing the results of all of these efforts. All right, so everybody wins in this. All right, and so I've seen stations spend years trying to figure out digital. But once I tell them that little story about just treating your radio station as you're treating your website as another radio station, those eyes no longer glass over. They totally get it. Now, the stations out there that succeed, they're not doing anything revolutionary. They're just doing these steps over and over and over again. One client, one idea, one package, and then they build on it from there. You know, like selling the newsletter and social media and all of these other things. You really have to get the basics down before you can start branching off into other things. If you sit down next week or this week and you try to sell banner ads on the website and then sell digital and then try to sell SEO and PPC and all of these other things, you're going to lose everybody. And then you're going to get frustrated because who knows where to go, where to start first in that process. Well, we do now. This is where you start in that process. One client, one message, just a single focus for this week. All right. Consider your radio station as or your radio station website as just another radio station in your group. Pick one client, create one simple digital package, run it like a campaign, not an add-on, and then do it again next week. And the next week, pick more clients. All right. Instead of just one client and one thing, get everybody on your sales team to do one client and one thing and one message. All right. So this is how this becomes a part of your culture instead of something that your just team just avoids because they don't get it, they don't understand it, and so they just want to keep away from it. All right. I focused on radio. I got in the radio business. I want to just do radio. This is a part of our world right now. All right. So you're not going to see any more of those glazed over looks. They're going to disappear, and you're going to start making more money at your radio station because your website is now a part of what you do. And that's exactly the message that we try to build upon each and every week with this podcast. Now, if your station is ready to take digital seriously and build a better website experience that actually drives results, well, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com, because a lot of stations out there, they just don't have the platform that allows them to do banner ads and to see the results of all of their digital engagement and stuff like that. So you have one of those websites, then a call to us may be the very first step that you take before you start jumping into this, all right? Because you have to have the right platform in order to have those building blocks built upon, all right? So reach out to us, skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this information has helped you. If it has, please like, subscribe, share this with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.